Welcome to Otaku American. This is Mikey Fresh here. In today's episode, we'll be talking about mainly something that just came up in regards to Overwatch 2, a little bit on the Guardians of Galaxy 3, and a couple of anime and maybe a video game or two. So stay tuned. So I'm going to start with a little bit of Guardians of Galaxy 3, but before we get into that, myself and Big L, we've been doing a lot of things as of late, especially going into this month. We're getting closer to that that day in which we were all gearing up for. And for us, if you're not aware, Big L and I are brothers. We have older siblings. We're on the younger end. And one of our sisters is getting married. As of May 19th, which is coming in a few days from the time I'm recording this. So we've all been like really gearing up for that. That's why we've really been only having a couple of episodes since February. We've been having a couple of episodes like once a month, at least once a month. That's what we were trying to do. So, of course, after this wedding, we're going to have more time and we'll be coming out with more episodes. Plus, we're so close to really getting into the doing the video thing and YouTube and that kind of stuff, but we'll still be focusing where our bread and butter is, which is the online, well, the audio side of podcasting. So, but let me get back into basically Guardians of the Galaxy 3. That movie had came out maybe 2 weeks ago, and I really liked it. I'm going to go into more detail about the movie with Big L and Soapbox J. He'll be on the show. We'll be talking about that movie and maybe a couple other things also. But yeah, I really enjoyed the movie. It's funny because I've heard things like it's the best movie since Endgame, which I would have to agree with to some extent. I like some of the other movies. I mean, the last Spider-Man movie that came out was actually live-action Spider-Man. I gotta say that because, you know, we all know the new animated Into the Spider-Verse movie is about to come out. Or I think it's about to come out, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. That looks like it's gonna be extremely dope. But the going back into the live action aspect of MCU, yeah, I would say it probably is the best one since Endgame, because there weren't that many movies in this phase. Movies after Endgame, you had a lot more TV shows, like you had WandaVision, and then you had Ms. Marvel, and you know, She-Hulk and a bunch of other shows that have come out since Endgame. So, and they've been trying to develop other characters, whereas Guardians, most of the characters we already know who they are, so it's not like a matter of like really developing new characters to introduce us to, even though they did introduce us to some new characters in this movie. But I thought the movie was paced well. It introduced characters at good introduced characters where it didn't look like it was forced. I like how they ended the movie. The ending of the movie was actually very nicely done. We didn't have to worry about too much of, we lost characters, but not in your traditional sense. So, you know, I'll probably go more into the depth with it in regards to like with, Big L and, Soapbox J. But, yeah, I really, like I said, I really enjoyed the movie. I would say out of 5 stars, I'd probably give it like a 3.5, 4. Actually, I'd probably give it a 4. I don't think it was perfect, but anyone who knows me in regards to movies and TV shows, there's pretty much nothing that's perfect. So, but for what it is, I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, just stay tuned for when we talk about the movie in further detail or deep dive or something like that. Anytime you do things with Soapbox J and Big L, it's always going to be deep dive. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. So So I'm basically going to talk about an anime that I've been watching as of late. It's called Dead Mount Death Play. And I make sure that's what it is. Yep, Dead Mount Death Play. And I believe it's up to 5 episodes. I know there's definitely 4 because I've gotten up to 4 episodes. Basically, it's an isekai anime. It starts out where the main character is, his name is Corpse God, basically. He's he has magic, and he's in a world filled with magic. It's unlike most isekais where you start out in the real world, and then you die, and you go into a world that is with beastmen and with magic and all kinds of other stuff. Dead Mount Death Play starts the opposite way, where you're playing, your main character is the bad guy or the main antagonist in the world you go into from the real world. He dies. Well, he actually created, went against the hero in their world, and he lost. Well, he didn't lose, but he had a trick up his sleeve where he was doing reincarnation magic, and he got reincarnated into another world, which turns out to be our world. And he dies, and he goes into goes into the body of a character named Polka. I forgot his last name. And Polka had just died. He woke up, slid on his neck, and it starts from there. And from what I'm beginning to, it's given me The Devil Is a Part-Timer vibes, but not, The Devil Is a Part-Timer is very comedic, whereas this anime is not that. This anime has its comedic moments, but it's still grounded on, like, you know, in regards to, you know, real life situations. Polka, he takes over Polka's body. He basically put Polka in another vessel. The woman who killed Polka, he turns her into a zombie, and it's a whole bunch of other stuff going on in there. And there's a lot of underworld kind of stuff. He finds a way of harnessing magic in our world through the power of the occult. So he gets his magic back. At first, he didn't know if he was going to get magic or not, because he's in our world now. And technically, magic to some people does not exist. Spirituality does not exist. So, you know, you could take that however way you want. But he was able to harness what we had in regards to ghosts and that kind of thing. And harness that energy into his magic. So like I said, there's 4 episodes into this show. I thought it's very good, for now at least. I mean, it could turn for the worse in a heartbeat. You know, it wouldn't be the first time an anime had done something like that. But yeah, I actually enjoyed it. For the 4 episodes I've seen, I'm going to look to see if the 5th episode came up. If you're a dub person, I believe the first 3 episodes are dubbed and the rest of the episodes are in subs. So I think I watched the first episode dubbed, and maybe the first and second episode dubbed, and I watched all the rest of them subbed. So there's that. And I started watching, besides Dead Mount Death Play, I also started watching, Hell's Paradise. I just started watching that. I think I'm at the very end of that first episode, and I picked back up Dr. Stone again, in which now in the new season, they're basically trying to get to get off the island, well, the island nation of Japan, and going into other areas to see if anybody else is alive. And you know, they got a not to play spoiler, but they ended up getting a radio transmission
saying why, and they're trying to figure out who is saying why and if they're the people who caused the petrification, or are they just like in the same boat as them. So yeah, those are basically the anime I'm watching as of late. There's some other stuff that I'm watching, but I'm gonna wait a little bit on that, because some of those episodes, there's, you know, unlike Deadmount, there's like two or three episodes of the other ones, so I don't really want to talk about those too much. I also was finishing up Chainsaw Man and a couple other things. My one hit kill sister. I don't know about that one. That one's too much brother love, sister brother love kind of thing. So it's a little bit over the top for me. I'll still probably end up watching it, but yeah, those are pretty much, those are the current, I guess you could say, anime, well, aside from Chainsaw Man, but current anime based upon the season that we're in currently that I'm actually watching as of right now. So I would definitely say Deadmount Death Play is definitely something you should watch. Hell's Paradise seems like it's a good watch, even though I've only seen one episode, but I've heard some pretty good things about it. And yeah, so that's where I'm going to leave off. We'll probably have, like I said in the other segment, we'll have some more episodes coming up and some video and stuff like that. So there's one last thing I need to speak of, and this is something I just found out about recently, so stay tuned. So as of the recording of this episode, I come to find out they have announced, Blizzard has announced that they canceled the Overwatch 2 PvE mode development, and I kind of feel cheated, because Overwatch 2, when they got rid of Overwatch 1 completely to come out with Overwatch 2, and they sold us on the fact that Overwatch 2 would have a full PvE mode. And I know there's people like Big L who don't play games, hero shooters like Overwatch, because it's only PvP. So if there is a PvE mode, they're more inclined to playing the game. And I thought that Blizzard was going to come out with this game and have a PvE mode, and that's what they said from the get. And when they released Overwatch 2 without it, and it was like, all right, well, it's free to play for PvP. To me, it's like, I gave them the benefit of the doubt, and now it's like, nah, I should never give any gaming developer the benefit of the doubt, especially when it's in situations like this where you got a PvP mode and a PvE mode. If they don't come out at the same time, if they don't come out at the same time, then it's just not even worth it. Like, I don't mind playing Overwatch 2, but playing Overwatch 2 is really just playing Overwatch 1. I'm watching Young Ye, and he's saying that it's like Overwatch 1.5, but I'm like, to me, it's not even that. It's like Overwatch 1.1 or 1.25 or something like that. It's not even half better than, it's just not. It's Overwatch. It's Overwatch 1, and that's what we're playing with some new characters. And, you know, that's it. Because the PvE mode was the mode that made Overwatch 2 Overwatch 2. But now that you're not doing that anymore, it's just Overwatch 1 with better, with slightly better graphics, better, you know, this, that, and the third, because you're playing it on better hardware. But other than that, it's the same game. So for them to have their quarterly, you know, briefings or whatever, and they start by saying their roadmap, I think that's what they call it, there,
And they start by saying, well, we're not going to do the PvE thing anymore because we're going to focus on, you know, what's best and putting this content out for the people. Well, I'm like, yo, most of the people, I would almost say half the people who play this game or half the people who are interested in the game were interested in the PvE mode. So for you to throw that away, you're throwing away like half the people who are really interested in the game to begin with. But yes, it's free to play. And people are downloading it, like I know other people have downloaded with the intent of using the PvE mode. But when you come out and say you're not going to even have a PvE mode, then what the hell are we really doing out here? What's the incentive for me to play this game? I can play the game as frequently as I play it now, which is not frequent at all. And I rarely start the game up. I start the game up now to see what's going on. And to keep it 100, I start the game up primarily to see what's going on with the PvE mode. So to hear that 20 minutes ago or so that they mentioned that they're not going to do the PvE mode, then it's just going to be another game that's like, oh, okay, I play Call of Duty Mobile when I play Call of Duty Mobile. I play some of the other games on my phone or on my consoles when I get around to it, because it's the same game that I'm used to. So, you know, if it's the same game I'm used to, then I'm not going back to it because it's something fun, or it could still be fun, but it's just not new. So, and that's probably another reason why I just don't play video games that much anymore. Like, I play them to some extent, or I'll get like a game like Hogwarts and I hear so much about it, and then I just get it, and then I just end up selling it to somebody else. Because I know I'm not going to play this game. Just like God of War Ragnarok. I got that game. I never played it. I played it the first time I got it, and that was it. So I was looking forward to Overwatch 2, the PvE mode, especially considering Overwatch 1 had PvE modes that were like special. Not, when I say special, I mean like they were like special moment kind of thing. They were like holiday this, or you know, we came out with some more canon for the Overwatch characters, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to do a special board where you can play a PvE mode. And I was looking forward to that. I wasn't particularly keen on them taking away a tank and doing all this other extra stuff. But by them doing all those things, they were pretty much placating to the PvP mode of the game. So anyone could look at it, even though I'm disappointed that they officially announced that they were going to not do the PvE mode. But you could see the writing on the wall that they weren't going to do a PvE mode. Because they just never, first of all, they never really talked about it. And every time when they talked about stuff, it was always PvP mode stuff. They're like, oh, balancing this, that, adding another character. We added a new support and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, yeah, that's all well and good. But then when I look at the roster of characters don't, it's not a roster that's conducive to playing a PvE kind of game. So the more that went down the line, that the more it was like, this is not going to happen. And Overwatch 2 is just, there was no real reason even to come out with Overwatch 2. It was just going to be Overwatch 1 with some new bells and whistles and a couple new characters. Like, since you're not going to have PvE mode and you claim that you were like developing for it, so, you know, now you should have more time to make PvP mode of Overwatch 2. I don't even know why we're still saying PvP, PvE, if it's just Overwatch 2 is a PvP game. Just, you should be able to come out with some stuff and do better balancing and stop trying to price gouge people into getting things for the game, because you're not even going to offer the PvE mode anyway. So I don't know how I feel about this game. This is just my hot take as of right now in regards to the Overwatch thing. So yeah, I don't know. It's just, yeah, just have, I really have no desire to play that game right now. Maybe it'll change in like a week or a month or 6 months or a year, I don't know. But as of right now, I was really, really stoked and looking forward to the PvE mode and to know that it's not coming out. I guess I'm just gonna have to wait until Armored Core 6 comes out, so, and then keep pushing. But on that note, I don't have anything else to say as of right now. We got some other stuff coming up. Like I said, Soapbox J, myself, and Big L are going to talk about Guardians 3. And maybe a couple other things in regards to anime and some MCU stuff. So keep an eye out and an ear out for that. So as always, for Otaku, by Otaku, thanks for listening, guys. And peace.